From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They are backstage sewing the legs back onto their jorts in preparation for fall. And one of them will be our big winner. And our special guest is actor Ilfanesh Hedaira. Yeah. Ilfanesh is in the reboots of She's Gotta Have It and Baywatch. She stars in the modern day versions of Really Old Things. That's what she's, yeah. She's like the Beyond Burger of actors. Yeah, Ilfanesh, you heard right. She starred in the reboot of Baywatch, which means she looks like a goddess. And you lucky listeners get to hear her. If you're like, what have I also seen her in? The truth is, Ilfanesh has starred in so many television shows and movies, but many of them have the same titles as nightmares I've had. Chicago Fire, Deception, Conviction, Master of None, The Punisher, The Blacklist, and my personal everyday hell, Difficult People. I know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day, but I'm going to counter it with my own rule, which is I will wear every piece of clean clothing I have until I am forced to do laundry. That is my rule. And yes, I might just buy new underwear and Febreze my jeans.
Sure.
How do you clean your jeans? This is like a huge thing. How do you wash jeans? How do you wash your jeans?
I know this is going to sound crazy, but yeah. I put them in the washing machine.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. That's how
no,
you ruin
I know
them.
People are weird about jeans. I don't get why. I just wash them like a normal person.
Does anyone put their jeans in the freezer? Yeah, it doesn't. The freezer thing doesn't work, by the way. Yeah, it's supposed to kill the bacteria on it, but it turns out that it just slows their breeding a little bit. And then you take them out and they're like, woohoo, go! You know, they get it more excited. So
also, they then have all the food from your freezer is in the jeans.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. There's nothing more disgusting than opening up your freezer to see a disgusting
pair of
dirty pants.
Stuck to a popsicle.
Stuck to a popsicle.
Draped over an open container of an Americone dream. Yes.
That bag of open peas just all over them.
What do you do with your jeans?
Oh, I boil them. That really does kill the bacteria. Can't wear them for about 3 weeks. While they calm down, being air-dried. And then they're ruined. So then I buy a new pair.
Perfect.
All right, let's play some games, everybody. In our first game, we'll replace a word from a popular TV show's title with a rhyming animal. True to his name, Dick Wolf has actually created so many of these. Macaw in Order. Macaw in Order Criminal Intent. Macaw in Order Special Victims Unit. Starring Macaw Harkate. First up, Annabelle Jones. You're a marketing and communications manager and joining us all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Nice. You and your fiance go to a ton of concerts.
Yes.
Like 38 shows last couple years?
Yes,
right?
38 shows in the 2 years we've been together.
Wow, okay. So are you like dance in the middle of the floor with everybody or sit on in a nice seat and enjoy it from a balcony perspective?
Depends on the average age of the other guests.
Oh, okay.
The younger the crowd, the more I'm going to be in the back in the balcony.
Okay.
For sure.
Annabelle, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Eric Bosworth. You're an elementary computer science teacher and visiting from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Eric, you recently took up crocheting.
I did.
Okay, and what have you been working on?
I am working on a small doll that looks like Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of dragons, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And is that going to be for yourself?
No, my cousin is a big Game of Thrones fan, and he's having a little girl soon.
Aww.
A natural gift for a baby.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Annabelle and Eric, whoever has more points after two games, will go to our final round. So we're going to start with a word game called Nature Shows. In this game, we're going to imagine a future where every network and streaming platform has been absorbed by Animal Planet. So in every answer, you are going to replace part of a popular television show's title with a rhyming animal word.
For example, if we said, this Netflix drama explores life in a women's prison through the eyes of a long-haired Himalayan herbivore known for its fatty milk, you would answer, orange is the new yak.
All right. This is good. You guys mouthed along with the answer, both of you, so I feel like it's going to go great. Here we go. In this HGTV reality show, a couple meets up with a real estate agent to tour three homes and find the one with the cutest little rodent in it. Eric.
That would be Mouse Hunters.
Yeah, that is correct. That totally sounds like a New York real estate spin.
Yeah, that's right. Good news, this one also has rodents. That's right. In this Netflix cartoon starring Nick Kroll, John Mulaney, and Jenny Slate, a suburban preteen hog navigates middle school, puberty, and mud baths. Eric.
I think that's Pig Mouth.
It is Pig Mouth, that's
yeah.
right.
Elizabeth Banks hosts this ABC game show revival in which contestants go for big bucks, no whammies, while gently squeezing a quacking waterfowl.
Oh.
Annabelle.
Oh, I was going to make a pun. Who wants to be a billionaire? But I was thinking about ducks, so Bill, but no, I don't think that's it.
That's a nice pun. Do you want to try for a different answer?
I'm blanking.
Blanking? Okay. Eric, can you steal?
So I didn't know it until Annabelle made the awesome pun. I think it's press your duck.
Press your duck. Yes. Press your luck.
Thank you.
In this Hulu series, Aidy Bryant plays a small ocean-dwelling crustacean who navigates love, journalism, and the baleen whales who keep trying to eat her.
Krill?
Krill is correct, yes. This is your last clue. In this game show, you must respond in the form of a question, or you'll be mauled by a tree-climbing wildcat with a spotted coat. Eric.
I think that one is leopardy.
Yeah, that's correct. And that explains why their handwriting is so hurried.
They're running from leopards.
They're running yeah. from leopards. Okay, great game. Eric is in the lead. Yeah.